from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the morning shift. Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
2-2, and that ball driven to right center field. Castellanos is looking at it. This one's high enough. And it is gone! Michael Harris took a home run away last night, and he hits one tonight. Atlanta leads it 1-0.
That was the ESPN call of that game with Carl Ravage on the call. And yeah, the Braves, it was a tough one. 11 innings, they lose 3-2 to the Phillies on Sunday night.
That seemed like the last thing that went well for the Atlanta Braves was the Michael Harris home run. Man, just a number of gut punches throughout Sunday. But it's a microcosm, man. They're coming away, and I know that we've had, 48 hours or a little bit less to react because it's Tuesday morning because we have Labor Day, but I'm still coming off this weekend asking questions about the Braves going, what does the future hold? Because things are very tight in the wild card race, and it going into the weekend, I'm like, can we catch the Phillies in the East? And now coming out of the weekend, I'm going, are they even going to make it into the playoffs after losing 3 of 4? It just seems like this conversation is inevitable. And I know that I've been the one on this show between me and Bo that is a little bit more negative about the Atlanta Braves. But golly, man, it just seems like there's just so little to get excited about in some of these games here recently.
Yeah, you won five. Well, just this, I mean, let's
it's just a series. You're right. It's just a series.
So, yeah. Look, you had won five straight series. I think you'd won like 12 of 16. And now you would kind of separate yourself a little bit with the Mets. You play the Phillies, the Mets play the White Sox. They're now a half a game out. The Cubs are only 3.5 behind the Braves. But the Braves are only 3.5 behind the Chargers, the Padres, and 2.5. You see where my mind's at now with football season here, and the Diamondbacks. So that rate is basically 3.5 games. Separate, the Braves from being back in that top wild card spot. There is still a lot. You got the Rockies in town starting tonight. Now you need to get back on track. The reality is, though, is this series this weekend or last weekend just showed you the margin of error for where you're at missing all of these players with a team that's not missing guys like that, which is the Phillies. You can't make the little mistakes. You can't have the bases loaded in the ninth inning and not put a ball in play. Those are unacceptable things when you're trying to win games, make the playoffs, win a division, or just overcome injuries like you've sustained this year.
It just seems like the margin of error with the offense you have right now is so slim. And you look at like the outing from Spencer Schwellenbach, so good. And you had the small slip up, and then it's like, dude, the offense can't have your back. It seems like such a wash. It's so frustrating. I feel bad. Honestly, I feel bad for the pitching staff. I'm starting to get that way.
Because you're sitting here, Mike, and you're saying, why couldn't we have this type of pitching staff last year when we had everybody on the roster having a career year offensively? It just doesn't seem fair, and I can understand Atlanta fans, like, why can't we ever get both of them together? It just is how it is. Reality is the pitching staff should be heralded and celebrated because, if Schwellenbach doesn't go out there and have the performance he does last night, two nights ago, then you're not even in the game. Yeah. You're blown out again. So it's crazy. You look at Max Fried. I think he pitched Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. Gave up, three runs and went almost seven innings? Dude. It was essentially a quality. Max Fried gave you a quality start, and you felt like you were never in the game. Michael Harris makes one of the greatest catches that this city has ever seen. And yet, you never felt like you were in the game. It just felt like the whole time you were fighting uphill, and you were never going to get back up it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.